KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201 DA 88.1 FM, King Cove.
I was thinking about my time in space.
Tunde Adebimpe's debut solo album started when someone broke into his garage and stole his hard drives full of demos, but left something very special behind.
I found this box of 4-track tapes, and I got my 4-track recorder out, which was also in a box somewhere in the garage, and just kind of started going through those.
Tunde made some new demos, sent them to labels, and even though there weren't any bites at first, he persisted.
I don't know what it's going to sound like. I don't really care if anyone else is into it. I just want to hear it and see it.
Coming up, you will get to hear Tunde perform songs from the album The Black Bolts, which did get released on Sub Pop Records. He also talks about some of the questions at the core of his new music.
Is there something after? Is there nothing after? Is it to turn into this long expanse of years? Do you live another life? But ultimately, what do you do with the amount of time that you've been afforded on the earth?
Tunde Adebimpe, today. I'm Raina Duris. This is World Cafe. There's something about this next song where it may be impossible to be in a bad mood when you listen to it. Starts out so chill, then it gets bigger, better, faster, more. Which also happens to be the name of the album it's from. From Four Non-Blondes, Bigger, Better, Faster, More. What's up? This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. I talk to a lot of creative people on this show, but sometimes there are interviews where I leave feeling extra personally inspired. Like I need to go and I need to make things right now. And that's how I felt talking to Tunde Adebimpe. You may know Tunde Adebimpe from his band TV on the Radio, of which he was a founding member. He's also appeared in TV shows and films like Twisters and Star Wars Skeleton Crew. He also directs music videos. He paints. He makes puppets. He has an unstoppable creative energy. And coming up, we talk about how he directed that energy into his debut solo album, The Black Bolts, an album that tackles big questions about life, mortality, and love. You'll also hear him perform songs from that album, beginning with one of my favorites. This is Magnetic. It's Tunde Adebimpe, live for the World Cafe.
I was thinking about the time and space. I was thinking about the human race. In the age of tenderness and rage, had me kicking through the end of days. From inside I heard a message cry, shining like mirrors in the sky. So get your head right and hold it high. So look around now, baby, you know you got the touch, because you're about the human race. In the age of tenderness and rage, had me flipping for an extra page. From inside I heard a message cry, shining like mirrors in the sky. Get it together, kid, it's time to fly. Say, look around now, you know you got. Come like that, for you know you're magnetic. Don't synthesizer. You've been down, but you've never been higher. Out of the skin and doing loops in the fire. What they gonna do with the lightning rider? Magnetic bolts in the air. Pure energy flying everywhere. Hot flash goes straight to the fire. What they gonna do with the lightning rider? Magnetic don't synthesizer. You've been down, but you're gonna get higher. Hot flash goes straight to the fire. What they gonna do with the lightning rider?
Recorded live for the World Cafe, that was Magnetic from Tunde Adebimpe. It's from his new album, The Black Bolts. I'm Raina Duris. Tunde is my guest today. Welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you, Raina. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. You started making this album, or at least working on the songs for it, in 2019. But some of the songs on this album have their roots much earlier than that, in some old demos that you found on cassettes in your garage. You know, there are lots of forgotten things in people's garages all around the world. How did you end up going back and listening to those cassettes?
Well, the full story of it is, TV on the Radio took a break in 2019, and then the pandemic swung around pretty soon after. So I wanted to, you know, I had about 15 years worth of hard drives and things that I hadn't really gotten to. And I thought, okay, I've got the chance now to kind of go into these and see what's there and maybe work on new songs or new art or writing or whatever. And then about 3 months after the band had decided to take a break, someone broke into my garage, which is my studio, and they stole all of these hard drives and my laptop. And they oddly left the one hard drive that I was using that was plugged into the computer. So there was a silver lining somewhat. But, you know, I suddenly was left without anything to work from. But I found this box of 4-track tapes, and I got my 4-track recorder out, which was also in a box somewhere in the garage, and just kind of started going through those, and found some things that I'd worked on. You know, the tapes went from about 1997 to 2008. So I found two or three things. I was like, oh, this is something. I don't know what it is. And just, you know, once I got a computer back, kind of transferred those digitally and put them in a little file. And I also started recording on that 4-track again, which is kind of how I started recording any kind of music. So that was a real, like, unexpected full circle moment.
And then I know that you sent some demos out to kind of gauge interest around that time.
Yes.
What happened when you did that?
Oh, nobody cared. Yeah, there was nothing. I had no... We went to just, you know, I told my manager, I think I have some songs together and should we see if there's a label who's interested, if anyone wants to kind of help turn this into a real record. And we went to about 5, maybe 6 places, and nobody was interested. You know, everyone said, this is great. We love the band, but we just don't. And, you know, the weird caveat was that it was mid-pandemic, and labels didn't really know if people would be able to go out and tour, if they would get, you know, a return on their investment, all of that stuff. Kind of coming up in different music scenes, like a hardcore scene or a punk scene or, you know, even electronic music, it's sort of the ground floor is, I'm going to do this whether you want me to or not. You know, and being in a band that's kind of, you know, well known for a while, it becomes a given. You know, when you're recording a record, you're like, I know this is going to get put out. I know, you know, the architecture of that whole thing. But going back to zero in a way it really, you know, lit that, it's not a competitive fire, but more of a, you know, the same thing I had when I was 16, which was sort of like, well, actually, you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And no matter what, you know, this becomes, it's going to manifest because I like it, and I don't know what it's going to sound like. I don't really care if anyone else is into it. I just want to hear it and see it myself.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking to Tunde Adebimpe today on World Cafe. He has a new album called The Black Bolts. There is some very cool production in the next song that you're going to perform for us. It includes beatboxing. Tell us about how the song Drop came together. Where did it start? How did it shape up into what we hear?
The song Drop started, it was one of those 4-track, I think it might have been the first demo that I made once I got the 4-track out again. For most of my demos, I'll beatbox. There might be a little bit of, you know, like synth in it, just for notation and tone. But you know, the beat for the song was beatboxed, and that demo, my friend Jeffette, who plays drums for TV on the Radio and is also a great producer, I sent that to him. And he really loved the beatboxing, and he said, we should just keep that in there, like, as part of the beat. And I said, okay. Because I think with the demos, too, this time around, I really didn't want to be that attached. I feel like if they got to a point where they just sounded like songs to me, that was good enough, because I was more interested in hearing what whoever I would collaborate with would get out of that. And the lyrics came from, you know, this was probably, I would say probably 4 months into the pandemic, when, you know, things were very heavy. The world had changed. Of course, thinking a lot about, just a lot about death. What is that moment of death like? And if is there something after? Is there nothing after? Is it turn into this long expanse of years? Do you live another life? But ultimately, what do you do with the amount of time that you've been afforded on the earth? Both the fact that we won't be here forever makes the fact that we're here now a lot more important. And what you do maybe a lot more important, and you can look around and really take in how lucky you are in a lot of senses, and how much beauty there is in the world, and also how much you know, the exact opposite of beauty is in the world. And yeah, and just assess it. And that's where, you know, they're sort of just kind of impressionistic lyrics about that.
Yeah. Well, we'll come back, we'll talk some more, but right now, live for the World Cafe, tuned to Edubimpe with Drop.
But will I feel it when I drop? Restless hours, the ticking of the clock on my life, and my life's just a dot on a timeline, and my from the ceiling came a knock. Lightning strikes and my mind receives a shock. In my heart beats a spark of revival. Jump so high and right. Gonna feel it when we drop. Send no flowers, the visions never stop of this life and the time we can all come together. Burn so bright and rise. Thank you.
on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. That was Drop, performed by Tunde Adebimpe. I know that you started making this album, I guess, like, let's say 2019, even though some of those demos existed before. Now you're releasing it in 2025. Before we heard that song, we were talking about COVID and all these sort of things that happened. 6 years is a long time, and that felt like a really packed full 6 years for the world, and I know in your own personal life. And you do something that's called free writing. First, before we get into the rest, could you describe what free writing is and how it works for you?
Sure. Free writing is basically, you know, it's a technique, a writing technique, or just and you're basically just downloading whatever, you know, like you in the morning, I will try to do it, you know, mostly when I'm writing, but just generally just to get whatever is in your head out of your head and into a place. But basically writing for, you know, 15 minutes and not stopping. And, you know, if you don't know what to say, you're right, I don't know what to say. And this is it's just helpful to me in terms of lyric writing. You know, I've got, at this point, maybe like 20 years of that stuff around. And I don't go back to older stuff that much, but sometimes, you know, just to, because it's there, like a weird desk reference, you know, library, sometimes you dip into it and you're like, oh, that might be interesting as the start of a song, or you'll actually find something that is really relevant to you right now that maybe you wrote, like, you know, 15 years ago, and then you can pluck that out and plug it in, and it makes things go a little bit easier.
Yeah, could you talk about some of the things maybe that emerged from those free writing sessions that made their way into this album?
Sure. The title was one of those things. And it was, yeah, The Black Bolts was just something that came up when I was thinking about, you know, being in a heavy time, and I think the act of hitting what might be rock bottom, and there's nowhere to go but up, and maybe whatever the rock is that fell to rock bottom creates a spark that illuminates whatever, you know, the well, let's call it, that the rock fell into. Or if things are heavy and there's storm clouds, the electrons can slam into each other. Bolts of lightning can illuminate a way out and also show you it's kind of beautiful in this darkness in places, and you have to put it on the same level as the ugliness that's in this darkness. And it just kind of fit. And there was a page where I just kept writing it over and over and over again. And kind of as the record got to a midpoint, it was in my head so much that I thought, okay, that's a good heading for it.
You're listening to my conversation with Tunde Adebimpe. In a moment, he'll talk about how his album came out of a difficult time that included losing his best friend, his sister. That's when we return on World Cafe. Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, and my guest today is Tunde Adebimpe. He's a founding member of the band TV on the Radio and recently released his debut solo album, The Black Bolts. you talked about being at rock bottom or finding yourself in the darkness. And I know that one thing that happened while you were making this album was that your sister suddenly passed away. And you guys were really, really close. Could you tell us a little bit about your sister?
Oh, yeah. She's just, you know, she's 4 years younger than me. Easily one of the most influential people in my life as far as, I mean, honestly, being a good person and using your creativity or whatever artistic talent you have, not just as something to prop yourself up and say, oh, look, I can do this, but having a sense of this should be useful to someone else. She sang opera. She was in musical theater. She worked at Disney as an Imagineer, was her last job. So, you know, her passing away was, it still is, like, you know, it's a very confusing thing. It's a very, it's really sad, but ultimately I think, like with any loss, you just realize it's important to realize like how much you can love someone, you know? And I think that's one of the, I don't know if it's welcome or unwelcome, but side effects of losing someone who's that close to you is you suddenly realize like, oh, wow, I have the capacity to do that. And this person had the capacity to, you know, to do that to me. So I don't know. It's really, I'm glad that I had, again, like a venue to put those feelings about that situation, but also it's not a bad thing to even say the words I love you, you know, to whoever you can, you know, because you don't know how long you've got here. Mm-hmm. And everyone should hear it. And I think even though some people have a difficult time hearing it, they appreciate it. Some people have a difficult time saying it, I think they appreciate it. So I'm glad that there was a place to put that, and I hope that it works for someone else in whatever way they need it to.
Yeah. You have a song on the album that's dedicated to her. ILY, I Love You, stands for. I'm going to play a clip of it right now so we can hear it.
Tell me, friend, that the end is not the end. And should tomorrow come and catch us in a lie, I would so gladly fall beside you. Yeah, I love you. Let's wait for the stars to shine, so maybe we could see it better, and we could take the time. If only just for one more day, yeah, we could glow bright as the sky when the sun hits the sea. And oh, I love you.
That was a bit of ILY from Tunde Adebimpe's new album, The Black Bolts. After your sister passed away, were you able to write right away? How long did it take you to do anything creative again?
Probably a little while. You know, I think I got back to it 3 months later because it was the best possible use of my time. I think anyone who's experienced something like that, just, you know, it knocks you out. It blows such a hole in you, and you change on kind of on an atomic level. You're just very much a different person. So it can be hard to find solid ground to stand on, you know, especially if you've started working on something before this whole thing. But I mean, the bottom line of it was I did have the thought that it's what she would want me to be doing, so I'd better know, kind of shut up and get back to it, which, you know, was a pretty good pretty good advice from beyond, wherever, you know, wherever she may be.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking to Tunde Adebimpe today on World Cafe. He has a new album called The Black Bolts. You may also know him from the band TV on the Radio, who wrapped up a tour not too long ago. But Tunde, when you started working on this album, TV on the Radio had just gone on a break. There was a show at Madison Square Garden where, this is a quote from you, from The Guardian. I thought this was a very interesting quote. You said, "There was a point where I had a very weird feeling of, I think I'm done. I think I'm done listening to music. I don't give a F about bands. I just want silence as much as I can get it." So, which, you know, it's a big statement. Obviously, the band did get, you guys have toured recently, so you came back. But where do you think that desire for silence was coming from?
I mean, I think it's a good thing to desire silence. I think we live in a world where that's not really... we don't have a lot of opportunities to just be quiet, you know, without getting fed a news stream, or, you know, if you have a phone, you're not, there's no silence to be had unless you're incredibly disciplined. There's that. And there's also the fact of being in a band and, really loving music, but the job part of it requires you, you know, playing is the best part of touring. That's it. You know, being away from home for a long time, if you have any kind of home life, and I'm not even saying family, like I like to be at home because I can, like, my head feels better if I can just stay in one place and make things. And it's impossible for me to make things on the road because there are too many people around and it just doesn't work. But it's, and it requires a lot of silence, you know? So with, you know, me saying like, I don't care about bands and I don't think this will ever happen again, I think maybe that was a very specific time, and that statement sounds a bit extreme to me now. At least for me, it's like saying I'm going to stop growing my fingernails. It's like, they're going to grow. You're not, there's nothing you can do about it. For me, it's, you know, if I stop making music or take a break from making anything, it's like, it just comes back in some form, and I've painted myself into this corner where I can't do anything else. So but, you know, all that to the point of, I think if you really do love something and you can afford to step away from it for a second to see, to remember what you love about it and not have it be the thing that's like belt sanding the creative heart that actually made it all possible, you should do that, you know?
My guest today is Tunde Adebimpe. He has a new album called The Black Bolts. The last song that we're going to hear you play for us is Somebody New. Before we hear you perform it, tell us about Somebody New.
Somebody New. I think the basic sentiment is, I definitely have gone through periods of time where I'm just like, I just wish there was a way to zero the counter and start over, or hit this. Maybe I need a space bar, return, or a command Z for so much in life. But I think it's also about, you know, I think being somebody new can also be the acknowledgement that everyone on the planet is worthy and deserving of attention. If you're a human being, you're a human being. There should not be a qualification on that. Whatever you are, whatever your gender, whatever your specific internal or external gender is, you're a person. Everyone who is a human is a person. And that is, that's not really up for debate. And they're just always, you know, I think change is the law, and we can all... It's astonishing to me that we have so much at our disposal as human beings. There's so much money on this planet. There's so much food on this planet. There are so many natural resources on this planet that, you know, it would be nice. It's a fantasy, but it would be nice if there was just like a big rat trap switch that you could hit that basically allowed all of that to work for everybody. And I think that's, you know, that's an element of that song.
I think that's a nice place to leave it, thinking about that fantasy. We're going to go into the performance. This is Tunde Adebimpe, Somebody New, live for the World Cafe.
Can't seem to get you.
Heard a live performance by Tunde Adebimpe, his song Somebody New. It was recorded live for the World Cafe. His new solo album is called The Black Bolt. It is out now. He has been my guest today. It has been so great having you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks a lot, Raina. Appreciate it.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. This is the World Cafe. Back into your music with the Go Team, Lady Flash.
Yeah.
Most listened to music program. This is World Cafe.
I wanna see this. Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation. Hometown values and service. A proud sponsor of KSDP.